Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by an extra special guest, Mr. Carl Dix, who is the founding member and a representative of the Revolutionary Communist Party USA. He is also the co-founder of October 22nd Coalition to Stop Police Brutality, Repression, and the Criminalization of a Generation. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you for having me on again, Pearl.
Our pleasure. So, let's talk about the 4th of July weekend coming up, the holiday weekend, and we are in summer. There's been so much violence here in New York. What is your take on what's been happening?
Look, what has been happening is something that has been a feature of this system, and that is the way in which the future for millions of young black and brown people has been pulled out from under them. You know, because I'm an older brother. I'm in my 70s now. I was around back in the 1960s. Back then, there were factories that you could go to. People could even drop out of high school, get a job in a factory, and you could make a wage good enough to raise a family on. Those factories have disappeared, been moved all around the world. And what that means is that a lot of our young people face a situation where there is not a legitimate way for them to survive, raise families, and all like that. And what the system has done is not come up with job training programs or new opportunities for employment, but beefed up police forces. They have also steered a lot of our youth to the informal / illegal economy, grouped up around drugs and in other ways. So what our youth are left with is fighting to carve out some kind of meaningful life and future that doesn't rest on the legitimate ways to make money and raise a family, you know, having a job, doing this, doing that. And that is where this violence comes from. And then it is exacerbated when you have something like the coronavirus pandemic, because it had been a lot less, these crime statistics had been going down, but they have spiked back up because many more people have become even more desperate. So then you do have things like, you know, I was looking at the video recently of two young men who were involved in something of a shootout, who then are doing it in such a way that they involve innocent people into it. And a very first thing is that our stance is that we deliver a message to our young people that this is what the system wants you to do. You are actually helping them keep us divided and keep us down, and you got to get out of that. And if you've got any heart for the people and any real bravery, because it doesn't take much bravery to be shooting at somebody who looks just like you and doing it in amongst innocent people and maybe making some of them the victims of whatever beef that you've got, that's not bravery. What would be brave is getting out of that, recognizing that the system has all of us in this situation, and coming together with others to stand against that system. That's where people's heart needs to be put to. And then the other thing we say to people is that it is the system that has us in this. So our approach to it shouldn't be to support the system in coming down even harder on the people, in part because we know that when the system comes down on black people, they're not that discriminate about who they go after. They target black people in general. So that is our overall stance on this question, and it takes us back to and underscores for us the need for revolution and nothing less, because that's the real way to end not only the public safety crisis that's being brought up. And it's not just the New York question, that's the other thing, because I was in Chicago a few years ago, and we had a summer where we went among the youth with the message of get out of fighting and killing each other and get into the revolution to end the system that has so many of us facing futures of hopelessness. And we're still doing that in Chicago. I'm back in New York now. But people should check some of that out. The Revolution Club in Chicago is right in the midst of that. That's one of the major things that the Revolution Club does in Chicago. I don't know if you have a national audience, but if you do, people should go to revcom.us and check out what the Revolution Club is doing in different cities around the country, including what the Revolution Club is doing in Harlem here in New York City.
Excellent. So thank you very much, Mr. Dix, for sharing your knowledge with us, and we look forward to having you back again. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you again for having me on.
Our pleasure.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.